All right. Like, well,
I'm sorry for
first of all. Let me just say one thing. When you're old, you get grumpy, right?
I know. Yeah. Walk in your...
No. I'll tell you what it is.
Something else?
I was running late, too, right? I forgot my phone at the house. I had to run back, grab my phone. I'm on the toll road. I'm going to go 79 miles an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because toll road's 70. I'm going 79.
Right.
There's a special place in hell for people that drive 55 in the toll road left lane.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you what. I'm not saying they should make it a felon. You know what I mean? Don't make it a felony. But there should be jail time associated if you're driving in the left lane, right?
You didn't go to jail if you run off road. That's what
you... No. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. At least the judge would understand.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying there should be jail time if you're going 55 when we're trying to go 70.
You have to realize that you are a different species of road rage. I mean, someone will literally be doing something. Like, no, you. I won't repeat it because
it won't
be. But I mean, growing up, I'm like, that's a word I've never heard before.
Yeah, you have.
Wow. Hey, Mom, what's up?
Hey.
Sucker.
Hey. I'm just saying, I'm not a road rager. It's just, I'd be happy.
But like, we'll be in the car and you'll be yelling at someone. I'm like, they're just trying to merge. Like, just real life.
There's bad drivers out there.
Yeah.
Coming in today.
Everybody.
On the corner of Tapuingo and Cotton Street. Somebody smashed right into the telephone pole. Now, he hit it square. Now, what kind of a driver smashes into a telephone pole if just sitting there?
Just by that one house?
Yeah.
Where?
Really?
Yeah.
Where was it? Not our house. A cottage in Tapuingo. You know, everything's smoking and everybody's standing there. I'm like, come on.
Well, you know.
That's terrible. Though.
We were running late and then we had to obviously stop and get a refill on the beer.
What's for your house without beer?
But I told Colby, I said, you go in. I don't have my ID. Like, you go in. And he turns to me and he's like, look, hate to break it to you, but they're not IDing you. And I'm like, oh, hey, Dick, like, fine. And I'm calling him and I'm like, well, it looks like I am ID. And then the manager, the other manager, and then they come over. They're like, oh, yeah, you're good. I'm like, okay. Well, guess Colby was right.
I got ID.
I'm not. They look at you.
I'm like, I'm on
ID. You're good.
They're not like this.
I'm, yeah. I'm like, look, I get it if you can't sell it to me. They're like, no, it's fine. It's just protocol. I'm like, okay.
I've been. I called me a giant.
Yeah.
And I said, I got underwear older than 21 years. I won't need this. You know, take it. I don't want it. So anyway, let's get back to wrestling.
Yeah.
Right? A couple things. A lot of things. A lot of AI stuff, a lot of the pricing thing we talked about. You guys did exactly what you're supposed to do. You found a nice house.
Yep.
Works house, only you got to sell your house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Now, we walk into houses every day. Every day.
Every.
And tell them, you want to see Cole? But I went in there. I said, you might want to. No, I'm not doing that. What was I doing?
Paint that white?
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
We're not doing it.
We're doing.
But anyways, you did actually everything we do to all our houses, right?
Yeah.
You just stripped it down and.
Well, it's funny because so we were not planning to move whatsoever. If we were planning to move, we would have been prepping our home, so it would have been easier, kind of like how we tell sellers, you know, it's never too early to get us in, have us look around, tell you exactly what you need to do,
now,
start the process, yeah. Start the decluttering, because you do not want to do what we just did.
Right.
It is hell.
That's
why I had like bags under my eyes. I'm dying. But so we just weren't looking. We're planning to move in like 5 years. Found the house. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we were able to get a 60-day close. But what that means is we have to prep our house and get on the market like like yesterday. So it's been 2 weeks. And what we've accomplished is insane. But it's nice to have contractors and everyone at our beck and call to be like, we got to go now.
How many times have we said to people, if you fix our house up, and they go, I should have done this years ago.
Yeah, we're saying that right now. I'm so pissed. We're going to do some of the things that we've just done.
Let's like, get rid of all of our stuff.
And I don't want to move now.
I literally
am looking around. I'm like, I don't want to move.
Change
some good.
And change the paint. We change the light fixtures. Yeah. Even the brass knobs, the hardware. Little things like that are like, this is a totally different house.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to put a house on the market today. And they had off of the sliding glass in the back, they had the guardrail down from the builder.
Mm.
So let's just tear it down, let's put three steps down, that's it. It opens up the entire house and the wife goes, why don't we do this?
It
was like $200 to make that.
And no access to the yard.
No access to the yard. Now their dogs are sprinting out the back of the house rather than it going all the way around.
Let's go.
And it's like little things that you know can help.
A couple grand. That's a really nice set of stairs going down.
If it's going to help you sell and you know it's going to sell.
Selling,
yeah.
I think it was like $300 just to build three steps and a railing.
Amazing.
Simple, yeah.
No, I mean, like everything, we got brand new carpet in the basement. How about and it looks
that's
fantastic. And it's like, oh, why didn't we do it? I mean, we always think of kids and dogs, but yeah. And like
the rule of thumb should be, if you have a house, you should be spending at least 5 to 8% per year of what it's worth. So let's say, you know, a house worth $1 million, $5,000 to $8,000 a year to update that house, right? As time goes by, you're updating as you go. Okay, bathroom, new countertops, paint it, do this, do that. But every year you spend $5,000 to $8,000 keeping the house updated and fresh, mm-hmm. You know? So you can enjoy it while you're living there.
Yeah.
You know? People don't do that, and then we get in. They have to spend $40,000 to redo the whole damn house.
And you don't get to enjoy it at all.
You don't enjoy it at all.
And one of the big things was, you know, our next, because obviously we moved in, you know, his childhood home, and we're doing renovations as we were going. Our next project was going to be the primary bathroom. But in our head, it's like, I don't want to go through all this yet. We'll just wait. We'll just wait. So now we're not going to do like this huge capital improvement for the bathroom. However, like when you look at it, we're like, okay, the tile's nice. The shower's nice. So all we did was do the counters and then do the cabinets. It's a completely different bathroom. It took one day, zero. You know what I mean? Like headache for us, and it looks incredible. And I'm
show you before
want to punch myself in the face for not doing this as soon as we moved in.
Well, there's the AI. So AI, we looked at, we're walking through your house. Kelly's looking at every room going, sticking in ChatGPT and saying, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. And she shows a picture of what it could look like. Yeah. She did the bathroom. And I'm like, oh my God. You know, paint this. Change the mirrors, like, oh my
God. We should put those three side by side, the original, the ChatGPT, and then the after we did it.
Yeah.
Just look at the three.
You know, that was such a huge help, because how many times have there been, like, if you're doing an upgrade, right, and you're just kind of putting lipstick on it, you are walking a fine line between updating something and having it stick out like a sore thumb against something that hasn't been updated.
Right.
You really have to find that perfect medium. And we tried a few colors out with ChatGPT, and we were like, okay, that looks perfect. But sometimes going in blind, you don't know what it's going to look like. You put it on the cabinet, and you're like, shit, that
our sellers don't have vision, and our buyers don't have vision, and I don't have vision. But when Kelly started taking that snapshot, I'll tell you what happened. She takes a snapshot of your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It has wooden cabinets.
Can you remove the wine bottle from the cabinet? They walk in, they're like, oh, nice, a wine bottle. Like, that was cold.
It's better early that night. I watched TV in bed, and yes, I brought some wine.
I'm like, what? He goes to the bathroom and fills his cabinet.
Like, a wine bottle.
So, yeah.
But I took that picture, went to my bathroom, and said, all right, get rid of this, hang that, do this. So it is amazing. And here's another thing. We have a big, beautiful house. It's not really getting a lot of action. I know it's priced right in McLean. These big $3 million homes just don't have a real market. But I looked at it, and it's like, God, it just needs something, you know. It needs some really nice landscaping.
Yeah.
So I took a picture of it, put it in the big cypresses, and it's gorgeous. So call Mary Fair Garden Center. Come out here. Let's get that done. Love it. They could pay for it at settlement if they want. And the house is going to get transformed. And I will tell you, the AI, so the effective use of AI is not in pricing or any of that stuff. The effective use is, what does a room look like? What does the exterior look like? What would landscaping look like here?
Yes.
What would a deck look like here? How would you update this bathroom? Holy shit.
It helps, and it's so funny because Kelly's getting carried away. We're like in the guest room. Kelly's like, well, look how much better this room would look with a different bed. I'm like, okay, F off. Like, kind of not. Get out of here. And I'm like, does it look better? Yeah, it does look better.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Not getting rid of the bed.
Yeah. You know,
the bed stays.
Like you were saying, $5,000 to $8,000 a year, when you're pricing the home, where you give them that contractor list, and they're like, oh my God, this is so expensive. You say, man, you've been living in this property for 7 years. You haven't touched it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's all builder grade. You add that, you know, $5,000, you know, $56,000. Like, we're actually saving some money here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, because our quote's at $35,000 or whatever it is. You know,
right.
You have to do it.
Yeah. It's a good point, real quick, where when we were going into this, and obviously we're moving up, we're buying a move up home. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of expenses that go along with it. It's not like we want to spend money to do these things to our house. However, how we're looking at it, I don't think I know what it costs what they're doing. I have no idea what it's costing, but I didn't think twice because I'm like, whatever, it'll come out of settlement. And I know for a fact that this is going to help us make money. So like, I'm just thinking of what we're going to make and anything that needs to be done. I mean, it's to a point that someone needs to stop us. We're like, should we do this? Should we do that? Like, so all that.
And the big elephant in the room is the stress of keeping it on the market. You guys have young kids, cleaning up after them or having them keep the house.
And kill my
son. Impossible. My wife, I love Amy, but she was the worst client because like, it's like, you know, we tried to price it high. This is years ago before I really knew how to hone in on my pricing. But she's like, we got to clean it up. I mean, we had two young kids. We had two boys under the age of three, and we're trying to clean the house up. And that took years off of my life, trying to keep that house clean. And so now, like, I have a listing about to come up on my street, same exact model, right? I put in $350,000 in my backyard, right? I got a pool, got the screen and porch, everything. The other house only has a screen and porch, patio. It's beautiful. And she goes, well, you know, we have this $300,000 pool, blah. You know, we're going to price this one at 1.5. What would you price ours at? I'm like, 1.5. Like, why? Well, because of the parameters, the price per square foot. You know, we need to do a couple of things here and there in the basement. We don't have a main level bedroom and bathroom, which a lot of these homes want. You can't price above just because you did a couple more things. You got to let the market
dictate. Let them put premium on it.
Yeah, so they'll bid up to 1.6. Our list price is 1.5. I'm not saying we're going to sell there. They might sell at 1.55, but we might sell at 1.6 because we did do those
extra. Exactly.
But still, like, your list price is still
the important. The better things you have in the house, the more someone's going to fall in love with it and have to have it. Yeah. For example, I might put a little bit more of a premium on our closet than some, where I'm like, oh, someone will definitely pay, you know, this for it. But I can't put that premium. We've got to price it to what it's worth.
You're going to get $5 million. Hope's envious of your closet.
Yeah.
I'm actually
really going to ask for better. Literally.
Well, it was the primary bedroom, and that was the stipulation of moving in. I said, yeah, we're moving in, but we're turning the bedroom into the closet. And then,
where the hell are we going to sleep?
I was like, look, I don't need room to sleep. Give me my bed, my TV. I need space to...
Now all you got to do is find somebody that thinks like you.
I know.
You know, we watch a lot of women out there that think
like you. Now, you can go to on our website. There's a preview button. You hit preview, and there's all the homes that... Everybody's always asking us, what's coming? That's coming.
Yeah.
This is coming. A $4 million house coming. 3.5. Yep. You know, so everything's on preview now, and you talk about don't want to sit on the market.
Right.
People can start lining up for a house. He said, okay, I tell you what we'll do. We're going to have it previewed before we go live. You can come in Saturday for an hour or two. People come in, preview it. You can make an offer before it goes on the market.
We're letting a couple people in tonight to preview it. So a couple of the agents that we know, we set it out, you know, it's ready. So they're going to come in with buyers who are really interested. And I'm telling you, we have a number that we've discussed that if someone offers us that with our terms, we will take it without seeing through the weekend.
Yeah.
It's a big number. So we won't put it to market. But then obviously once it's coming soon, we'll let it.
Right. You have a leverage over buyers by saying, if the number's not big enough, I'll just put it on the market.
Yeah.
And then you have to compete with the other, you know,
people
out there looking at this house. Mm-hmm. And that's why that person may make that offer you can't refuse.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we're waiting for.
Yeah. So hopefully that.
Well, you made Billy an offer you couldn't refuse.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
So it was one of Billy's listings.
So we just sold Billy's house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
market.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I didn't realize what you're talking about.
We had, I mean, actually, we had a couple of buyers that I was like, this would be perfect for, but one in particular that I knew was exactly what they were looking for. And I knew, you know, it's you either give them the price that they want or have them go to market and
so it costs 50 grand more.
The Sampson family moving on up, baby. You guys are buying a house. Billy's buying a house. Counties.
I'm gonna move my condos and like, yeah, can I help? Guys, they're making all the money.
In South Center.
We can put a house on.
Yeah, I got check for splits. Yeah. I got check for commission splits. I'm going to buy a Jimmy Noah house.
Loaded. Loaded.
I checked it.
You can live with us. Don't worry. Hey, you're excited. We're moving closer.
Doing pricey in the basement of your guys.
You're just as excited. We're moving closer. You'll be able to come and hang. Actually, I feel like we're not going to be able to get rid of you. We're walking this in. If you like the outside area, we're going to look back and be like, oh, is that big poppy back there?
Well, he's going to put in probably pitch and putt, and I'll be over there working on my game.
And okay. First, then pitch and putt.
He's got a lot of plans, apparently.
Simulator in the garage.
Yeah.
But 3D is a big deal. I've talked about it before. Having things on preview, make an offer you can't refuse. As long as people are focused on saying you can't come in and look until it's done, and there'll be a small window before we go live. So that's the proper way to do it. If you don't do that, you're going to go crazy.
And so learning experience too from, and there's so much when we sold the townhouse 2 years ago, learned a lot just by being in the mud, how sellers are, just to kind of like guide them through, learning a lot through this process as well, where, you know, because we were kind of retired, we're on a time crunch, we obviously are going to get our house ready, but we had agents who we talked to and they had buyers who were interested. And, you know, I let a couple come in before it's ready. And, you know, they say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be ready.
It does matter.
Of what it looked like then when I let them in and what it looks like now. It's night and day. And I'm, like, horrified that I let someone in before it was actually ready.
You broke protocol.
I did. But it doesn't matter. That was just one. But now what I'm saying is don't do it.
Billy did the same thing.
Don't do it.
I bashed in your guys' head, protocol. Billy did it, bro. You know, everybody's coming in, driving me crazy. I'm trying to get my house ready. I'm like, you let someone in the house before it was ready.
I know. And it's because, well, here's the thing. It's because when you're in the seat, well, here's the reason why.
I have a story.
When you are in the seller seat, you are kind of like anxious of like, I want to get this going. We don't have anyone from the outside looking in controlling us, how we normally control a seller and tell them what's best.
I know. Kelly was pretty blunt.
Well, Kelly is now. That's why I asked her to come in and then from an outsider.
Like, here's the deal. This is why we'll never get replaced. Because you have a professional, it's not emotional about the trend.
That's what it is.
Yep. He's running it like a business. You're running it like a business.
I told you. Hold on. Anything you tell us.
You guys are anxious. I need to get somebody to look. I'm getting nervous.
I told her I was going to off on Sunday. And you know what? I don't want to be involved. I don't want emotions getting involved here.
Yeah, because last time, he wears the emotional seller card. I wear the realtor card. Where Colby, the last time we're selling our townhouse, but these people, they said they live on the street. They really want. I'm like, I don't care.
Really nice name.
Are you higher than this one? Oh, you have a contingency? I'm sorry. Oh. Little Sally will not be crying here.
Sally, no hops for you.
We got a home inspection. He said it'll give us the warm and cozies if we can do it. I'm like,
no hops for you. Yeah, man. We are like,
I mean that. Yeah. And they're like, don't you want to see a nice family grow? Nope.
You know
what I need? I need the highest.
And that's what Helen, the guy goes to Kelly. He goes, well, I want to come in with the home inspector. She goes, not if I got people in the house. She's out walking around the home.
No.
So he goes, well, how about if I just bring in a contingency for a home inspection? She goes, no house for you. Hey, Ed, no house for you.
Like, go
and,
for it.
You know, and she said it like, you know, Kelly could say it. I'm like, she really scared me. It's like, bring it in.
Yeah.
And that contract in. Mm-hmm. They go right in the trash can.
That's like people with escalations, man. It's like, well, you have to present it.
I told you.
Present it, but I'm going to make sure that the other offers are going to get a leg up on you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them, you know, I'd rather work with you.
Yeah.
Good relationships with the agent.
You follow the rules.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is in real estate. You really can make things happen for good realtors and really just discard the bad.
Of course. Yeah. We always try to help out the realtors who are, you know, they work hard. They're not going to mess around. They understand and, you know what I mean, like our rules, and they're going to follow them. And then we'll give them the grace of telling them what it would take to, you know, win over another realtor that's just trying to be a pain in the ass and like
we don't get one the job.
Yeah.
In the best interest of the seller 100% to work with a good agent that knows how to play by the
rules. We tell people that all the time. We put a lot of weight on the realtor. Yeah. A lot of weight on the realtor. I mean, I don't care if it's an identical contract. It's like, you want to work with this person, not that person. I can tell you.
There's nothing worse than a bad realtor. I mean, maybe a bad person who cuts your hair, that could be bad. But like, you don't want a bad realtor being in the mix. Yeah, hard to that's I like how I'm like, or like someone who does your hair. Besides that,
nothing worse than
bad haircut.
Yeah, you know bad guy, don't you?
Yeah, sure. I'm messing up myself.
It when he gets a bad hairstyle.
Terrible.
Luckily, I have the best hairstylist, but there are bad ones out there.
At least I can get a bad haircut.
The lady screwed up my haircut, so I had to go Dapper Dan.
I like it. I know you've been doing it, and I like it.
I know, but if I don't go Dapper Dan, it looks goofy because you did a shitty job.
I don't know. I just imagine you in the air, kind of like Kevin McAllister, like, I've got a nice shit. Talking to yourself. Actually, hold on. This has to be a story. So, you know, things happen. We get a little down in real estate where you know, it's hard sometimes. And you're dealing with clients.
I'm going to take a shower.
And so, you know,
it's a long week.
People wonder why, like, I am the way I am, Kelly is the way. And, like, I'm getting upset the other day, like, just letting it all fall under a lot of stress. And, you know, his, like, fatherly advice is, like, well, gotta stop being a pussy.
I didn't say that. I said, you got one on your big drop.
And then all of a sudden he goes, and you know what I do? And I was like, I know because mom tells me all the time. He goes, I'm in the shower. And I yell at myself in the shower, like, you shut up, you stupid.
I'm like, on your back.
He's feeling like, oh, you shouldn't do that. He gives himself a pep talk and he's like yelling. And I'll be on the phone with mom and she'll be like, yeah, he's yelling at himself in the shower.
I'll feel sorry for myself. And I'm going, and all of a sudden the Marine and me comes back and the football coach, one or the other, they start jumping on me. Like, you sick pussy. Quit yelling and whining. Get up. You know, what are you, a sissy? Come on.
That's what I was going to do. I'm like, I'm just a little tired or whatever. And Dad's like,
yeah, suck it up.
Do you want to hear my advice? Then we leave there. I'm like, and then what did I say? I go, thanks for the pep talk. And you're like, oh, I don't really think it was a pep talk. It was more of a, it's not right.
The funny thing was, the kid is in there. He goes, I hurt my ankle, so I'm feeling around. And I was looking.
Oh, my God.
She was there, and her daughter's on the couch, and I'm sitting there. Little Sally's on the couch.
No, preface this real quick. I came in to get my kids. They've been helping us with the kids. London is, as I walk in, London's on my dad's lap, and he's checking his ankle, and he goes, nope, you're not hurt. And I know when something's hurt or whatever, and I hear, oh. And then he just looks over, and he goes, she's hurt.
She's getting hard.
And I'm like, what is going on here?
She does a backflip off the elbow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that hurt. So funny. And then she's, like, crying. I'm like, all right, well, let's go. Thank you for the help, Big Bobby.
Anytime Big Bobby can help, let me know.
You're fine.
Thanks.
Oh, all right. Well, she's hurt.
That's so funny.
He's really good.
Well, I was feeling to make sure his knee was okay, man.
Yeah.
I know.
And you check her foot because
So you can take
Unlike Kelly's kids, we were with one, then down at Duck that one time, and one of the girls had like three concussions one morning.
She got bad.
Holding her up as she walked into a ceiling fan.
Well,
she ate it on the table, the coffee table.
Yeah.
There's a few things. There's three or four.
It was a long day.
She's recovered. She's fine.
She lost a lot of brain cells that trip.
So what else is happening in real estate? What else we got?
What else?
I sold a house today off market.
We
never do. We never do.
We've made it kind of like a thing recently.
We never do. And like, that's the thing. We're not selling off market. We're not seeing the market dictates. The market is so sporadic right now with all the crap going on and inventory being up. And, you know, people, you know, so inventory's up. But people still have like that.
Aldi is getting a little more crushed than the rest of the market. I'll tell you that. I see that.
So like today, but we had a price in mind. We got the price.
How'd you hear about it?
No contingencies. I was representing the sellers. Literally, the postmasters put the sign up, and I get a call within like 2 hours of putting the sign up.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we see a sign's out. My client's been looking on the street forever. Mm-hmm. Like, give us an offer that's going to make us say yes. And
I want that phone call tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, congrats.
Shout out to Larry at Postmasters. He takes care of all of our sites.
Yeah, so fun.
He's the man.
He's great.
Mm-hmm. He is a great guy.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That's my first off-market deal, I think, like, ever. We normally don't,
but like we've been talking about with this preview, it takes something to know when you're not leaving money on the table. Like, well, we know when an offer comes in, like the number we have in mind, that if that number comes to us with our terms,
we're not leaving anything on the table.
We're taking it, you know?
Sure.
But other than that, we're not. We're just not trying to sell it off.
But there's a difference between the previews. When we're doing a preview, you got 1,200 of the top agents that sell homes over $1 million in those areas, they're all seeing it. And the buyers that go to all our open houses, they're seeing it. And the buyers that are looking, they're seeing it. So at least in a preview, you show it to a ton of people before you decide to go coming soon. That's where hopefully we get some big buyers. Now, yours was just a drive-by.
It was just
person says, I'm here.
Sometimes those are the buyers because they're sitting there waiting, and they want that so bad that it's like, we'll do anything to lock this up. Like, we've been studying this area and want it.
Was it an unrepresented buyer?
Yeah, $25,000 above list price. No contingencies, not even the HOA contingency.
Well, nice.
20-day close, $50,000 EMD. If they mess up, we take that, and we just put it on the market then. But it's
either way,
you know, it's a slam dunk. But like, I go back to that story, right? My clients, we do all of our home prep stuff. We give them a bill of like $22,000 to paint their house, get it dressed up, fix the floors, whatever, right? They're like, ah, it's a lot of money for us. Like, can we try to sell it off market? So we try to sell it off market. We get 8 groups through off market. We get 2 offers. The house was listed at, I think, 1.1. I said, you know, this is our list price, 1.1. So we get 2 offers, 1 offer is 1.1, 1 offer is $75,000 less.
Okay.
So not enough to really make us move it.
Yeah.
We spend the $22,000, right? Put on the market for 1.1, we get $200,000 above this price.
There you go. Money well spent.
So now I'm selling a house 4 houses down. The same situation, same house, same model, same street, everything, right? My client is barking over the same thing. And I'm like, look, man, look at this story. They made, $178,000 more if they would have tried to sell it the way it is right now. You gotta fix the house.
And that's how?
Well, there's no ifs, ands, and buts. We proved it 100 times. Every time you put money in the paint, you're gonna get back at least 7 to 10 times your money. Hardware. Lighting fixtures, bathrooms. If you need a little spritz in the bathroom, it always comes back. And the only time it didn't was when a couple said no and priced it over. And now, I don't want to talk about it, but they're getting offers that are $200,000 less than I thought they should get. Because they wouldn't fix it up one price.
And that's why you have to change your mindset. Because, I mean, we're living, like, not only do we talk about it, we're actually doing it because we know. If we didn't know for a fact that you would get more money by doing things, you think that we would. We're going around our house now looking for things that we fix up. And because we just know that, I mean, we had our walkway done today. We had, you know, we had the home inspection. We're doing things on the home inspection. We're doing it all. And it's not because we just are like, oh, we want to spend a lot of money. No, we're upgrading. We need to save. We need to make money, you know. We need all the money we can get.
All so, that range where it really could go in $150,000.
Oh, there's a swing. There is a swing.
Well, it's swing on every house.
Yeah.
Because yours goes from...
Ours is a $150,000 swing.
Yeah.
$150,000, that house specifically. So he's like, I want to, you know, so what do we do? He's like, look, all right, fine. We get someone in there. He wants to sell it at 1.25, right? He needs to spend $50,000 because, like, unlike the other house, he doesn't have a bathroom in the basement. He's got to create an extra room
for
that, right? So we, in order to get to 1.25, we need to do all these things. Well, it's a lot of money. I said, okay, I'll bring in an off-market buyer. The off-market buyer comes in, and they're like, we'll pay 1.15 for it.
Right.
That's a $100,000 swing.
Right.
Spend the 50, you might get 1.3 for it.
Now. Yeah.
That's your $150,000 swing.
Yeah. And just so everybody's clear, the houses in the B condition, C condition are not selling.
Yeah.
The houses in the A condition are getting bid up. So You can't say this is good enough. You got to go, we've got to pop. We've got to look great. That's what I'm thinking the next level with the landscaping as well. Mm-hmm. It looks beautiful out here and looks beautiful inside. Then they're willing to pay the extra money.
Yeah.
People have the money. They just don't want to buy crap, or they don't want to buy something.
You got to do that. I didn't have the vision. So it like this. We see houses all day, every day. We know what it'll look like after it's done. However, when we're looking at our own house, like prepping it, getting the toys out, maybe doing like a facelift to the bathroom, you know, I still wouldn't be able to picture what it looks like now, seeing it in real life, how it is. Yeah. It looks fantastic. Yeah. I am kicking myself for not doing it earlier, but what it costs is like $4,000 to, you know, put some new powder.
$2,500.
It's insane. And how it looks is insane.
Kobe, I've already ordered from my bathroom.
Yeah.
And I just looked at your picture. I went, okay, that's it. Put that.
It's amazing.
Right in the kitchen, the bathroom, the house.
We're doing the new house and the exact same one, but it's sometimes people get intimidated by it. And it's like, hey, what we offer is you're not going to pay up front. It's just going to come
you
out.
You can't
of,
see
it's
it.
Gonna come out of the proceeds, yeah. Which you're going to get a lot more of.
That's why we haven't even looked at the number. It's like, who gives a shit what the number is? I mean, the number that I'm focused on is what we're going to make in the end of the day. Like,
right.
Yeah. I have to spend $20,000 or $25,000. I don't really care.
Get
whatever it is.
60, 70.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not going to think twice.
Yeah.
So, like
if we
think and we only have 2 weeks to do it, by the way. We're like, how quickly can you get this in here? We don't have a lot of time.
The game changer. Two game changers. One game changer is we put on preview and maybe get a bigger offer before we make off.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, the AI showing you what it looks like when it's done.
Yeah.
You talk every day we go to a meeting about we do this, we'll do this, we'll do this. The
we got
seller doesn't get it.
And that's how it's going to help us by just showing the seller what it's going
to
look
as
like.
As one person's talking when we go to a listing appointment tonight, one person's clicking it, going, putting in chat GPT. Have another beer. Check, please. No. Chat GPT.
More important than chat GPT. You know what it's going to look like.
I'm listening to chat GPT. Yeah, really. But anyways, one person is putting it in that and then showing that's what he's talking about.
Exactly.
That's what she's talking about.
Exactly.
Sure.
So we all have to learn how to use this damn ChatGPT thing. And effectively be able to go, that's what it looks like. That's what they're talking about.
All
right.
I do with buyers all the time. Go to a room, like, what do we do here? Boom. Take a picture of the room.
ChatGPT
design this in a luxurious way, whatever. I show it to them. They're like, oh. Cool. And I send, they're like, send us that picture. And I send them a picture. And they're like, so they do the built-ins. They do all the stuff that ChatGPT creates. And it's like,
it's crazy. Oh, we'll be using it at the new house. We're not doing anything until we
sit down this monster tree at our house. And there's a big area there, right? We need a garden or whatever. And I was like, so Carol, of course, has that Merrifield Garden Center. The lady comes out.
Yeah.
And I go, ChatGPT, give me a garden right here. Make a Japanese maple in the middle and put this up. So I hit it. It's the most gorgeous picture I've ever seen. It's like, I want that.
Yeah.
It tells me what plants they used, how much they cost. Da-da. So I'm like, honey, I got it. She goes, I'll wait for Merrifield Garden Center. Give me your thing. 7 days goes by. I'm like, I want this now, you know, because I know all the plans, you know, I could tag them. Yeah. But anyways, you know, I'm telling you.
Game changer.
It is an absolute
game changer. It's just game changer to get the vision and then bring it to life.
Yep.
So,
that's what's going on in the real estate world today.
And in our personal lives right now. So,
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Cheers, guys. Cheers.
Normally,
Colby's the only woman in an empty
head. Yeah.
That's this time.